Skip Through the Shadows, Scenes from Childhood. A Family Portrait.
Dear Mom and Dad, everyone at camp is mean. They're all bullies. There are 2 rats and 4 bats in my cabin. I wish I was at home with you and Granny and Granddad and my mice and Uncle Ned.
The very earliest memory I have of my grandmother was that she often wore men's clothes. She was a tiny, tiny woman, and she would put her hands in the pockets of the jacket and assume a stance that had absolute authority.
I was extremely attached to my mother. And every time my mother went away, I always thought that I was going to be sent to an orphanage or something like that.
To me, my father was great. I used to say to him, when I grow up, I want to be like you.
Hello, Jenna.
Hello.
Well, now, you're sitting on my lap. What are all those funny spots all over your face?
Chicken pox.
Are you a pretty good girl?
Very good girl.
And whose girl are you?
Daddy.
My grandfather was one of the most important people. He had a place in the country that had a lot of stone walls, and my mother and dad and grandmother were super protective of me. And I would start to climb some of those stone walls, and they would say, you better get down, you'll get hurt. And my grandfather would say, let the kid walk on the wall. He's got to learn to do things for himself.
He always seemed to have time, and he was not hurried.
There is where the cat sits. There is where he jumps. Eye winker. Tom Tinker, Nose Dropper, Mouse Eater, Chin Chopper.
No.
I thought that Aunt Mary was just fascinating because she made faces. She was terribly nervous. She had nervous affliction. And, of course, I'd sit in a little stool right there with my eyes glued on her and watch. And Aunt Jane was filled with good works, always doing something that would lift up humanity. And I thought she was terrible.
B-U-V. Now I know my ABC. Tell me what to do with me now.
My mother did things to scare me on purpose. She was going out one evening, and I started saying, you know, Mommy, I don't want you to go out. All of a sudden, I heard this fall. She had fallen onto the floor. What she'd done was pretend to faint. I said, oh, Mother, please don't die anything. Mommy, please don't die. And I promised that I would be good. She's saying, what? What was that? You said you would be good?
Are you a pretty good girl?
Very good girl.
My cousin was the same age as me. And this one day I went to play with him for the afternoon. And my aunt went down to the store. So first of all, I decided that we should take the curtains down and I could use it for a veil. So we did that. Then I decided that the chair shouldn't have legs. So we broke the legs off the chair. And I was having such a great fun. Then my aunt came home.
Well, goodness alive. I never got caught at anything. I kept from being caught. I kept away from it.
So we ran away to the ramp outside of Marshall Fields and just hung out on the underneath part of the ramp. I was feeling very bold and out in the world on my own until it got dark. We were missing the Lone Ranger.
Do 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 click click do 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 click click. Doodly, 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 doodly.
Do you remember, we used to do the famous twins.
Oh, that's right, we brush our teeth in the mirror.
We'd always pretend we were doing something professionally when we would do it, and we'd always be the famous twins. And my mother decided we should make the bed, so we'd make all the beds. So we would be these slaves captured in this foreign hotel having to make beds in order to become free.
We went to a Western show where they had cowboys who could whip, you know, if someone was smoking a cigarette, they could whip out the ash. And so we bought some little children's whips. I thought I should train my sisters how to hold things, twigs and things, and I would learn how to whip them out of their hands. So we practiced that in the yard quite a bit. And of course, I wasn't always able to do the trick successfully.
My 2 older brothers and I were rolling down on the couch one rainy afternoon. We were all taking turns getting up on the very top of the couch and then rolling down onto the cushions and then rolling down onto the floor. And my mother came in and just got really angry at us for doing this and started wailing at us and spanking all of us and hitting all of us really hard. And we were just absolutely terrified.
When I was 13, I rode a bicycle 70 miles away. I just didn't know where I was going or when I was going to come back. I just wanted to get out of St. Louis.
Not only did I want to run away from home, I was always looking for somebody to adopt me.
One time me and my brother were running around the house, and I fell and hit one of the plants, and they fell over on the floor. And, well, we didn't want to tell Mom, so we moved the chair and took the stuff and swept it under the carpet. And then she came in and sat down. We were sitting there as calm as we could. And then a couple days later, she found out about
it. My mother just about hit the ceiling. The whole world was collapsing in front of us. She yelled, and she shouted, and she screamed, and she became violent. She began to throw stuff, hardware at me and everything else. I ran from the house, and I remained away for 2 whole days. I slept on a park bench in Union Square until I got so hungry and so dirty, I returned home. And my mother wasn't a bit apologetic, and there wasn't a word of regret or sorrow or joy at seeing me back or anything like that.
Just about at the point where you had decided that you were never going to talk to her again, it was all right, you would just live in the bathroom for the rest of your life. Then she'd come in with candy.
I have long since forgiven, but the memories remain.
Skip Through the Shadows. Scenes from Childhood. A Family Portrait was produced by Jenna Allison. With thanks to Susan Stone. Theme music by Larry London. Cameo appearance by Fred Rogers. Skip Through the Shadows was made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio's Satellite Program Development Fund.